Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. I might speak with David? David Rancor?
Yep, but here I'll answer a whole lot of questions. Problem is, we act like a bunch of liberals. We think we need to give everybody shit for free while the rest of us are out working and making money for them.
Well, so
there's your problems.
We just want to ask you a few questions. Would that be okay?
Yep.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
You're with the union, right?
Yes.
But you'd see my log, my record. You'd know what I've been doing there.
No, but we're not looking at your record, to be honest. That's why we have this questionnaire to ask you.
Oh, well, I got about 28 years in there.
11 to 25 years. Would that be correct?
28 years.
Okay, 26 to 40. What is your primary branch of the trade? PCC, restoration, tile setter, cement mason,
PCC.
Mechanic, PCC. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Well, 28 years, journeyman.
Okay. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None. I've never been unemployed because of lack of work.
Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I worked for the same contractor for 28 years.
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as they were this time last year?
More.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Can't answer that. Don't know. Don't walk up on the job sites and ask them if they're union or not.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to
perform
the work?
No, there's
not. Okay. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union in any of them?
No.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state, local government, privately, through the federal government, or you do not know?
Privately,
okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the next or the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
It's going to be more than now.
Yeah, it would be more unemployment, less, or about the same. Okay.
More.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
We'll see what happens in the election year.
Okay. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
None.
None? So no real safety concerns?
None.
Have you attended a union meeting in the last 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
Person.
Great. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
You do organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally,
None.
Or regularly?
Never.
Never. Could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from? Radio, cable news, internet or social media, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, local TV news program?
Print.
Print, newspaper?
Newspaper.
Okay. The second one?
I just read the paper.
What about radio, cable news, internet?
Don't watch TV.
So radio?
Don't really pay attention to it.
What about friends and neighbors?
We don't discuss anything politics.
Okay. So about print or online newspaper, that'll be the one that you use, correct?
Yep.
Well, what would be the second one, if you had to choose?
Really don't want to know what's going on. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Okay. I understand, sir. Now, if you had to choose, which one would you choose as the second source?
I'm sure you'll just hear about it from somebody.
Okay. And then, so you don't watch TV, correct?
Nope.
So that'll be like the last source, correct?
Very last.
Very last, okay. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, or something else?
Just our jobs.
Jobs and the economy.
Yep.
As you may know, BHC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen her or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've heard of it.
Okay. A lot, some, or a little?
Very little.
Very little. Okay. Well, as you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not all important, or not important, that a federal elected official supports it?
Don't like any of the federal officials.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The only people that support anything is if it benefits them.
Okay. So we can say neither?
Yes, neither.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or Ford, GM, and Stellantis?
I'm not there to see their issues, so I couldn't argue it.
So you don't
I don't work in their field, so I don't know.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president
no.
of the world? Do you approve or disapprove?
Absolutely disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs? Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done?
I disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
What about healthcare?
The healthcare companies need to be regulated.
Okay, so you do you approve or disapprove of the job?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Immigration. Do you approve or disapprove? What Joe
Strongly
Biden
disapprove.
Done? The economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions.
Yes, I do.
So, do you support or do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done? With the support for labor unions?
He doesn't give us any support. I disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024. Are you almost certain? Probably?
Yes. Yes, I will vote.
Almost certain, okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Donald Trump. Do you find it useful, yes or no, to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, yes, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Find us better health care.
Okay, better health care. Okay. Better health care, okay. And what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay, awesome. Okay. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, union meetings, text, SMS, or job site?
Job site.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
Four or more.
Awesome, great. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
At this point, I would go Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm neutral in it.
Okay, so we can say not strong?
Depends on who's there, who's doing the job, and what kind of job they think they're doing.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm a white male.
Okay. For verification purposes by my supervisor, Can I please have your first name?
David.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. You've been very kind, sir. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.